In 1984, people in Bhopal, India, awoke to the smell of noxious fumes coming from an industrial plant that was making their community among the most prosperous in their region of India. Methyl isocyanate, a precursor for pesticides made by the plant's owner, Union Carbide, had leaked. 40 tons killed about 4,000 people almost immediately, and the subsequent death toll of what has been called the worst industrial accident in history eventually reached 15,000. The plant site remains contaminated to this day. 8 people were found guilty, including Warren Anderson, CEO of Union Carbide, in absentia. His death at 92 was confirmed this week by public records nearly a month after he died in Vero Beach, Florida, a place where pesticides are used to keep gardens attractive and lawns and golf courses green. Anderson's role in the Bhopal disaster is the subject of a new film called Bhopal, A Prayer for Rain, which opens in New York tomorrow. Martin Sheen plays Anderson, the hardworking dreamer dedicated to the idea of making the world better through chemistry, any place in the world.
When I came here 10 years ago, no one believed that we could build this factory here, and we did it, and now we're here to stay. Together, we can survive this drought. Remember, we're not just Carbide, we are Union Carbide, united in our efforts to build a better future for everyone. Yes, we have limited resources, true, but we also have our minds and our hearts and our hands. So, gentlemen, let's use them.
Those sentiments sound true, but the events leading up to the accident are fictionalized in Bhopal, A Prayer for Rain, which also stars Misha Barton as a fictional American journalist and Cal Penn as Motwani, a journalist in Bhopal. Together, they fight to hold Union Carbide accountable to the people of Bhopal. Actor Cal Penn joins me now. Cal, thanks for being part of this.
Thanks for having me.
This is a very personal story, I would think.
It is, yeah. You know, I knew of the story growing up just anecdotally almost, and then in college, of course, in environmental studies classes and whatnot, it comes up. But I didn't really get to experience the depth of it until I sat down with the writer-director, Ravi Kumar, who is from the region around Bhopal. And this was a passion project for him, really sitting down and understanding the complexity of why he wanted to tell a story like this. And then, frankly, going from, you know, I've had the blessing of doing these sort of broad comedies, and I love them. But it also, you know, as I get older, especially, I want to mix those up with things that kind of make me think and that challenge me a little more as an artist.
And the notion of India has reversed a little bit. I mean, it's an industrial power right now. It was not in 1984 in the same way. There's a prosperity in India from industrial development of one kind or another. How do Indians view the Bhopal disaster?
Yeah, it's a good question. It was interesting to see. I mean, I think in the 1980s, certainly it was an emerging economy. Now, you know, no doubt China, India, and Brazil have all emerged and are powerhouses in their own right. When we were shooting the movie, there were definitely sensitivities. You know, you would hear whispers from folks in India saying, what kind of story are you telling? Which perspective are you approaching it from? And as an American actor, I thought that was particularly interesting because I know that talking to the director, his goal was to tell as complex a story as he could. So, you know, not placing blame on corporate greed or on government corruption or on environmental law, but really taking them all together.
Sheen is playing a character who almost comes out of the early 20th century, this kind of industrial America can do anything, technology can do anything. But he, of course, is speaking in India, a place where, you know, those arguments are persuasive, but would not necessarily be thought of in the same way in the United States at that time.
I think that's right. I think there's a difference in the industrialization, particularly I think, you know, India liberalized its markets after this particular disaster. So there were things that I'm certainly not an expert on Indian economics by any means. But in the research, it was interesting to see that there's a lot more foreign capital that's there now that didn't exist before. And that work ethic, you know, that I think Martin's character describes so eloquently is not something that necessarily went away. And that's particularly fascinating to me because the subject matter that we're talking about, you know, these things still happen. BP is the most recent sort of big publicized example of an industrial disaster. And so these things do keep happening. I think the hope from a lot of the folks we've talked to is that there should be some checks and balances, particularly as economies emerge and industrialization takes place, to assure that we can prevent them as best as possible.
Speaking of checks and balances, journalists are very convenient characters for filmmakers because they, you know, tell the story and they're the kind of going after the evil character. But do you believe that journalists in this particular case had an impact, can have an impact in the story? Do they have an impact that's real to you?
I absolutely think journalists have an impact. The character that I play is actually loosely based on a real guy. So I play this absurd gossip columnist who wears really loud shirts and is very boisterous and prints really absurd headlines, which is why nobody in the town trusts him. And over the arc of the film, you realize that Motwani, my character, actually cares very deeply for his community, and he does have really the only lead on this impending disaster, tries to warn people. Nobody believes him because, you know, he's told so many lies, as a classic Boy Who Cried Wolf story. But in looking into the reality of who this guy was, he still is, by the way, a journalist in Bhopal and others. You know, this disaster took place way before, forget the digital divide, but even before reliable electricity and phone service in this part of India, or this part of the world, frankly. And so having local journalists, especially whether they were known as gossip columnists or not, in the minutes and hours and days after something like this is pivotal in both keeping history and telling the stories of exactly what happened, how many people were affected, and why.
And the fact that Bhopal is still contaminated today, what does that mean to you?
Of course, nothing short of a tragedy, right? I think the sheer volume of issues that, you know, go into something like this. I briefly mentioned, of course, the corporate greed, but there are also all these loopholes, these legal loopholes, frankly, that Union Carbide and Dow Chemical have been able to kind of slip through. Immense government corruption and issues with enforcement and accountability in India, not just in the 1980s, but even today. And it's a tragedy because the site has not been fully cleaned up, certainly. These chemicals are seeping into the groundwater. There's evidence that that's contaminating folks who are still born today. And I never like to politicize films, just sort of personal preference. I love the ability to play different characters. But Amnesty International has been a partner with us on this film, and seeing their various campaigns, not just about Bhopal, but corporate justice or environmental justice overall. I think, look, if there's any movement that a small film like this can even bring to the conversation about accountability, prevention of these sorts of atrocities in the future, I think it's a good thing, because I think it's a shame that things haven't been cleaned up, particularly the way that the Indian economy is emerging so beautifully. You'd hope that there are those checks and balances in the future.
Actor Cal Penn plays Motwani, a journalist in Bhopal, in the film Bhopal, A Prayer for Rain, about the worst industrial disaster in history that's still causing death and injury in Bhopal today. Cal Penn, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.